What if you could measure your employer brand as a single number? What if you could track it over time? We do that. It's called the Employer Brand Index. Continuously measuring what's positive and negative about you as an employer from a candidate perspective is the key. The Employer Brand Index helps you measure your employer brand and validates your perceptions or draw up a few surprises, both good and bad. The Employer Brand Index works best when done over time to see how things are changing. Some companies use it as a baseline before they launch their EVP. Others add in some talent competitors to see how they stack up. Stay on top of your employer brand. Go to employerbrandindex.co to learn more.
Hey, Sandsvesen, it's Jorgen Sundberg here from Link Humans with the Employer Branding Podcast coming to you live. Well, I'm recording it live. You're probably not listening live. In fact, there's no way you can listen live. From Camden Town, North London. And that is very apt because the company and the interviewee we're speaking to today is also from Camden Town and all that that entails. So if you've ever been to Camden, it's a very special place. And the question is this employer very special? We'll find out in today's episode. Let's start the show. Hey, Claire, welcome to the podcast. Who are you and what do you do?
So I work for Camden Town Brewery as the head of people here. Which the people team here looks at end-to-end employment lifecycle. So we look after all the recruitment, onboarding, employee outreach, inductions, through to, you know, performance management, everything that comes with operational HR as well. And then to when people leave us, sadly.
And the favourite part of your job is employer branding, is that correct?
Yeah, it's definitely something that I really enjoy. And just not in terms, I suppose it's the way that me and my team approach our role. You know, everything we're doing, we're thinking about what's the best for our people and engaging staff that we have and trying to get the best people to come to Camden as well.
I'm glad you mentioned Camden there. So Link Humans, we've been based in Camden for the last 3 years. So Camden Town in North London. Before we talk about company, could you explain Camden Town for someone who's never visited before?
I think Camden Town is, I imagine that a lot of people know about it, even if they haven't visited. I think it's known for this idea of alternative culture, but in a really accessible way. I suppose you can... The way I've always thought about Camden is you can come and observe things and not feel sort of frightened of it, even if you're not like a goth, for example. I think traditionally it's been like sort of known for goths or punks or whatever. Like, you don't have to be one of them to come and observe, enjoy it. The same from a music and culture point of view. Got the Roundhouse, Jazz Cafe. I just sort of imagine markets, canal, drinking.
There are lots of beers in the world. How did Camden Town Brewery come about?
I think it was sort of born from this idea of wanting better lager by Jasper Cuppage, who's our founder. He owned and ran his own pub called The Horseshoe in Hampstead, in case anyone's ever been there. And I think it was around the time of people being really conscious of where their food came from, this idea of like field to plate. And so he was, you know, finding really good producers, you know, for the kitchen and, you know, to make sure they had the best food. But when it came to lager, which is his favourite drink, he couldn't really find that. It was all the kind of big brands that people sort of grew up with. And that's not to say that you couldn't get good cask ales and the sort of camera real ale movement was in full swing, but it was about lager for him. So he decided, sort of had a family history of brewing, so he decided to set up a brewery in the basement of his pub and started brewing his own beer. And that's kind of, yeah, where it all began, really.
Fantastic. And now it's grown to, I would say, a globally renowned brand.
Obviously, London is our home. We're trying to completely own London, so to speak, and then the rest of the UK, and then, yeah, global.
What are the talent challenges for the brewery?
Our common challenges have been really around the growth. From the pub, Jasper set up a couple of arches on the Kentish Town West Station, and then, which we still have and is still our home, but we also have a brewery in Enfield, which is about a 4-minute train ride from Tottenham Hale. And it's with that brewery has come loads of challenges, in that we had to build teams from scratch and at a much, much bigger scale than what we were used to in our kind of more craft operation in Kentish Town. So that in itself is difficult. We have also gone to 24/7 production. So for me and my team, that was a challenge, because obviously, you know, working on a 24-hour shift pattern isn't always conducive with, you know, the way people live their lives. So you have to kind of think about the impact that has on people. You have to accept there are certain people that aren't going to want to do that. And those that do, how do you make it as good as humanly possible for them?
A question I always wonder about when I see a beer or a brewery as an employer: do you have to be a lover of beer to work at Camden Town Brewery?
No, I don't think so. I think it helps if you like beer, obviously, because there's a lot of it around, so it kind of attracts people that are interested in it. But I think you don't have to like beer in itself. But I think that you have to be passionate about something. And so for me, I mean, I like beer, but I was really passionate about the fact that it's a sort of living, breathing thing. And, you know, there's just the three key ingredients that you're working with, and it doesn't matter how big the scale of production is. It always comes down to those things, and they're alive and they can do unpredictable things sometimes. So I mean, I sound a bit geeky and weird, but I kind of, yeah, was passionate about that and interested to work somewhere where that was a reality of every day.
So if we go back to Camden Towns, which is a bit of an alternative place, great for music and entertainment, going out, having fun, very accepting of anyone and anything, really. Is the employment experience at Camden Town Brewery, is that a similar sort of vibe? Is that what candidates think?
That's what we're trying to create here. And I think a big focus for me, you know, since joining has been around inclusion and diversity. I mean, I think the beer industry of itself has a history, and there's a perception of people that it's very male. And that is a big challenge for us. And like, how do we try and make ourselves accessible to everyone? Obviously, we're an alcohol brand, so that is going to cut us off to certain parts of society. But, you know, where possible, we're trying to let people know that, yeah, we are welcome to all, essentially. And I think we do a lot around our staff benefits and engagement here. Try and offer people not a one-size-fits-all approach. Obviously, we can't just have a staff event that everyone can, you know, drop everything and come to, because we have people on shift who it might be their weekend on that day. So it's kind of like an extra level of organisation around everything that we do to try and access all our main staff. So, yeah.
So you told me previously that the company is, you're in hyper-growth mode. And I know from experience that companies are growing aggressively, usually have lots of different priorities. How do you manage employee brand in the midst of all of this?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose you have to accept that you're probably not going to get a budget or a budget that you'd like. And you might, I mean, what I've found is that, you know, it isn't possible to get support from our marketing team on like having more visibility on our social media channels or anything like that. So we kind of have to be creative with what we do, really. And we sort of start by connecting at grassroots levels, so going out to universities, trying to connect with our local communities, schools, but I'm talking about form and up, so that obviously anyone that comes to us needs to be over 18. And then going from there, really, there was a lot of work to do internally first, because with that kind of growth, you know, you're kind of working backwards with things. So making sure we were making it as good as possible for our existing employees before we start shouting what we're doing.
What's the relationship between the company brand, the consumer brand, and the employer brand, or are they all the same?
They're kind is all the same. I would say we have values that we all adhere to. And yeah, and I suppose we're, although we've grown massively, we're still a smallish team, and all of these things matter to everyone, and everyone's incredibly passionate about it and proud to work here. So yeah, I think they're all aligned from that approach. Obviously, from a marketing, you know, from a consumer point of view, there are elements that they would focus on more, but what we might in the people team. But essentially, yeah, we're all working off same script.
Talk to me about some of the activities that you're doing around. I know you're becoming, or you may already be, a B Corp, sustainability, D&I, and also I'd like to know about benefits and if there's free beer, of course.
Yeah, sure. So with B Corp, we haven't received accreditation yet, but we are in the process of completing our assessment, and then we're going to be submitting that soon. So that's something that we're really excited about. And for me, it was a way, you know, to your question before around how we're all aligned, I think that gives us a real framework. I think that we do a lot of things, like one of our values is do the right thing, and we do that a lot, but we haven't been measuring it or building a strategy around it. And I think B Corp will really help with that. And I kind of think from a consumer point of view, people want to see that businesses are thinking about their impact on their community, on the environment, on their workers. So I think it's a really nice thing. And it's also another community that we become part of. We're really excited about that. From an inclusion point of view, I mean, we've got National Inclusion Week coming up at the end of September, which we're doing a lot of activation around internally. We hold inclusion groups within both our sites. We made a film about it. We introduced it as an idea last year to kind of get people thinking in that way. And it's not just diversity, is not just something for the women or for people of colour, or it's something that's important to everyone, and it's commercial success relies on it. Yeah, we're doing loads of training and initiatives around that. And in terms of our benefits, I think we decided to do a kind of a different approach to our benefits, where instead of we have traditional things like a contributory pension and private healthcare, but we wanted to think about what our staff really wanted and needed. And so we've offered, gone into something called WageStream. I don't know if you would have heard about it, but it gives people the opportunity to pay themselves outside of a traditional pay cycle. We were noticing, you know, there was that kind of crunch towards the end of the month, or if people, employees, like we had one employee, her rent was due right before payday, so it was always bit of a nightmare for her. All the times when people would reach for a credit card or a payday loan, what WageStream does is give them access to hours worked or days worked. And we release up to 30% of people's pay that they can access at any time in the month. So that's being something, again, it's not something that everyone will opt into, but it's there and it's available for people should they want it. We also have like a wellness allowance that people can access, and that's per month. So they can just expense that, you know, and that could be anything from a massage to, you know, a gym membership, or it could be music lessons or cooking lessons or anything that's kind of giving a bit of time back to them outside of work. And we recently have started, we have 2 days of volunteering available to all staff, that, and some of that we put on events where we invite people to come and volunteer, or if there's something that they're passionate about outside of work, they can dedicate those days to.
So back to the beer, very important topic here. So is there an allowance as an employee? Do you get like X number of cans a month? How does it work?
People have a staff card which they can access 6 beers a week to either have in our bar, our tap room, and in our brewery bar, or at the Horseshoe, or they can take them home as a takeaway and share with their, you know, friends and family. They also have a discount on anything over and above that, and that includes food at the Horseshoe.
Final question for you. What are your top tips for employer brand professionals listening to this?
I think it's around not forgetting to ask what your people want. I think it's easy to think about things from a theoretical point of view, but if you're not, like, you don't have that touch point with all the employees and really figuring out what's important to them and what challenges they have, not just at work, but in their personal life, I think then that can be quite powerful. And again, it's just about integrity, not going out and talking about anything until you're really, you know, certain that you've got it working internally. Again, especially if you're in a really high growth company, because I think there's a big, like, we all want to be perfect and have everything as we want it, but that's not always possible. So you have to kind of, you know, be realistic about how things really are at that time. I'd say they're my, you know, the things that really drive me.
Great. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Claire.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, there you have it. Feel free to reach out to Claire and say thank you so much for sharing your insights. And of course, if you want to subscribe to this podcast, you can do that at employerbrandingpodcast.com. And if you really want to make me happy, why don't you buy me a Camden Pale Ale or a Camden Health? Not bad either. But also, you could leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or one of these places. It really helps us to reach more people like yourself. Finally, if you want to dig into what's working with your employer branding activities, and more importantly, what's not working, feel free to check out the Employer Brand Index. So that's employerbrandindex.co, which is our way of understanding and measuring a company's reputation as an employer. Of course, you could also reach out to me. I'll happily talk you through it. And that is it. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll see you at the bar. Bye.
Why did the chicken cross the road? Because it wanted a banana. That's it.